This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
It's really great to be catching up once again with restaurant owner and, of course, amazing chef Jess Murphy. Thank you so much for taking the time to have a check-in with us again this January. Happy New Year. Are we still saying that? I'm not too sure.
You too, Louise. Well, basically, it's spring for me anyway, babe. So, you know, I'm just like vetoing January and February.
Absolutely. I hear you on that one. But of course, the last time we spoke, we caught up and had a chat all about your fabulous heritage. Of course, you're originally from New Zealand and you own a wonderful restaurant in Galway. We were talking all about the wonderful, you know, local produce that you use in the restaurant. I suppose now that we're in January, you know, we're looking towards spring and hopefully an amazing summer this year. Is there anything that you love to kind of introduce into your cooking around this time of year?
Well, everyone knows it's soup season, right? And like, no better to use up all those Irish root vegetables that are floating around than making soups. And I mean, like, I know, like, what is it? You know, that the homestead era is kind of out this year. But I mean, even just making your own chicken stock and making a soup from that, I think is good. The thing is, don't put too much pressure on yourself because, you know, it's like New Year's resolutions. And I mean,
Absolutely.
I'm a chef, I can cook, so I know how to make a chicken stock. A lot of people don't, you know, so like soup seasons, I mean, there's plenty of good soups out there you can buy over the counter too.
I think it's one of those things. It's all about kind of, you know, I was talking to a friend recently. It's all about kind of, you know, holding yourself in the space, but not being too, you know, not putting too much pressure on yourself, because we can all go, oh my gosh, yeah, we're going to cook all of these amazing meals and we're going to, you know, complete this recipe book. But at the same time, we're kind of still in winter. You know, we had a horrible week of weather last week and it's, you know, we kind of still crave that comfort food to give us a little bit of energy.
That's it. Like, and it's warmth as well. Like, I mean, even opening a tin of chickpeas and throwing it in like a beautiful creamy, dreamy tomato soup and doing a grilled cheese with it and putting some pesto on top, you know, that's warming enough. You know, like, I mean, like, I can't imagine like people that have kids. I don't have kids, but like, I mean, after a hard day's work, you know, I mean, no one really wants to stand there and like cook for 2 hours out of a cookbook.
Yeah, totally. I know you're busy yourself coming into the new year, or we're in the new year. I suppose what have you got kind of planned for the months down the line? Or are you one of these people, do you like to kind of just, you know, take it easy in January? Although having a chat to you previously, I'd say you are full steam ahead for 2025.
Yeah, absolutely. Full steam ahead for 2025. Actually decided not to go home back to New Zealand this year because normally I go home for a few weeks every year. So this time I've decided to stay in the restaurant and just stay put and cook and get my kind of amazing superstar crew kind of up so we're all on the same wavelength so we know what we're kind of aiming for when it comes, because the summer in Galway is so manic.
Yeah,
like we just want to be prepared for it. So and I have the Kai cookbook coming out in September.
Amazing.
So that's great news. So I mean, obviously hanging around Galway is very important, but I do have an amazing conference, a female chefs and culinary arts conference to go to in New York. So I'll be skipping over to New York for 5 days, but I'm basically home in Galway for the rest of the summer.
Amazing. That sounds fantastic. I know I was scrolling through social media and you share some brilliant, brilliant recipes. And I know quite a lot of us were probably trying to maybe muster up some sort of a bit of exercise back into our lives now that it's January. I don't know how well I'm doing with it, but I could definitely do with some energy and some sustenance. But I saw that you shared a fabulous recipe for protein bars. Would you mind maybe giving us a walkthrough of that in case anybody would like to cook them themselves?
Yeah, I call them my hangry bites because,
lovely.
You know, obviously at 45, kind of perimenopause is kind of like setting in. So you get really hangry really quickly and you have no thought process. So you can't remember anything. So you're basically a bat. I feel like a bat. Anyway, so I like made these bars because obviously I've done like 2 rounds of yoga and like 2 weeks. So currently I should be like a fitness instructor, but so anyway, I was like, listen, what can help me? I mean, flax seeds can help. You know, all these things are good for women. So, you know, chia seeds and all that kind of stuff. So I found these bars And I was like, right, I have dates. You know, every January, everyone goes mental and buys like milled flax seeds, chia seeds,
Yep.
and we do the chia pudding thing for like 5 days, and then we get totally sick of it. We can't see it anymore. So I had
100%.
all those things in my cupboard for the last like 5 years. So I was like, listen, I have all this stuff here. Found a recipe online from a nutritionist, and then kind of like just like shimmied around it and made it kind of like easier, you know, so like normal people could follow it. Like, because it was quite a, you know, involved recipe. And I was like, I'm not really into like, I mean, protein shakes are fine. If you're having a protein shake, that's grand. But I just don't like hidden proteins and stuff.
Yeah.
Because like, I find sometimes if you have a high protein meal, it's like eating a brick.
It sure
You
is.
know, you're like, what was in that? You know, like that just looked like, anyway. So these protein bars are perfect. So what I do is I basically get dates and I soak them in hot water overnight, fresh dates. Or you could use dried dates. The soaking in the hot water does the trick overnight. Anyway, leave them out on the kitchen bench. And then I add to that, I whisk them up with the water. I add a banana or two banana, one banana. The recipe's up on my Instagram page. One banana, and then I add some tahini that I had floating around. Tahini never goes off.
Yeah.
So tahini, and you basically bind that all, you know, as I said in the recipe, add the wets to the dries, like it's, you know, it's easy peasy. And then flatten that down in like a little slice container. And then I bake that at pretty low at 160 degrees. I did in my oven for about 23, 25 minutes until it's kind of dried out. And then obviously, like in the recipe that I saw, it says like do a fine drizzle of chocolate. Well, I just melted a whole chocolate bar because
Love
I was
it.
like, this, I mean, this has to be good for me, but like also I know the protein's in it, but like, we need, sometimes we need chocolate.
We do.
And then because I bring them to work for my team as well. So, you know, it's a nice like afternoon treat if you're working a 10-hour shift, you know? So you just melt the chocolate and then I keep them in the fridge overnight. Well, I sprinkle them with Dingle sea salt, which is fab. It's my favorite salt. Sprinkle them with Dingle sea salt and then put them in the fridge and then like just cut them up into squares.
Amazing. That sounds
But I
brilliant.
mean, yeah, but you can use anything that you have in your cupboards that's kind of, I call it the year of health orientated. You know, so if you have walnuts, you can change out. I had pecans, change that out for walnuts. You know, so it's really handy. And it's a, like, you know, I don't know how much a protein bar is. Are they 4 euros?
Probably, yeah, they're quite expensive.
Yeah. So like these little bites are like the same as a like protein bar, but you get more bang for your buck. And like yeah, there's no binders in it. It's all natural ingredients.
Amazing. So we're actually being frugal this January, as well as trying to be a little bit healthy as well.
Well, listen, if Jamie Oliver's on TV doing 1 pound meals, like we all have to follow suit.
We absolutely do. That is for sure. Jess, I know you're super, super busy. So as always, it's such a pleasure having a chat to you. I love catching up and hearing all about what you're up to and testing out some of your lovely recipes. We will definitely get to it. But if anybody wants to follow you, if they want to check out some of your recipes online, or indeed if they want to, find out all the resources that you've got available to do with cooking, where is the best place to go?
Basically my Instagram page, and you can just DM me, like, you know, if you have any queries. I know, like, I'm terrible at spelling, so like every now and then I'll get a query and they're like, are you sure you said coconut milk? I was like, no, oil. So yeah, just DM me on my Instagram page. It's Kai Goy. Yeah, super easy to find.
Ah, super, Jess. I hope you enjoy the rest of your week. Thank you so much for checking in with us here at iRadio. I really appreciate it, and I look
Thanks,
forward to talking to you
Louise.
again soon.
Okay, bye-bye, 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 bye-bye.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.